this machine belongs to.
October 8th, 2008. I bought this journal tonight. Well, sort of. I didn't really plan on buying it. That doesn't make so much sense out of context, though. It's a lot easier to say I just bought it. Okay, this is going rough already. I was never much of a writer. I could do a little better than most of the engineering students in college, but this is just making no sense. Come on, Vernon, come on. All right, slow down, reset, try again. Here we go. I bought a random box tonight, and inside of it was this journal. I think it technically was an estate sale, but it wasn't official. It was a perk of my job, I guess you'd say. I graduated with my degree in August, and I had a job and an apartment in the city lined up. And then 3 weeks into the job, I was laid off. Something about tightening budgets, recession, blah blah blah, I don't know. I never understood economics that much. All I know, rent doesn't pay itself. When you're locked in a lease for a year and you don't have much choice, you jump at any opportunity you have or make your own. I guess I did the second one, sort of. In my junior year, I worked part-time for an exterminator, rodent raiders. Terrible name, good exterminator. And decent pay for a college student. I'm still close friends with one of the guys that I met there. And between the begging and the pleading, I somehow managed to convince him to give me some work. I owe him one now, though. It's hard to get a job, and Dennis is really sticking his neck out for me. He's a really good guy. Anyway, that's where I was today. Some rich lady's house to clear out some rats. And damn, there were some rats. I had already been there once to set up the traps, and tonight I was just cleaning up. And I found their nest, and my god, you probably could have sewn a tapestry out of all of the corpses. Ugh. It's the part of the job that I always hated the most was finding them. I get it. People don't want them in their home, but they're just looking for food and shelter. Isn't that the reason that most people do anything? Hell, isn't that the reason I took this job? Way too deep for a sober Wednesday night. Moving on. So the reason we had to clear out this house was because the rich lady died and her family was putting the house up for sale. Or her daughter is, more accurately. It's a shit time to do that now. The news is always talking about how low house prices are, but I guess they can't really control when she died. And it's all on the daughter, too. Which really sucks. Marissa was her name? Maria? One of the two. She paid me at the end of the day, and we got to talking, and I guess her brother and sister didn't really get along with her mom towards the end, so she's just gotta deal with all of it. Might be for the best, though. I remember when my grandma died, and the house got split between her kids, and the legal stuff drove them apart, and, well, at least she doesn't have to deal with any of that. Anyway, at the end of the day, she said I could do more work for her. Well, she said it that way, but it wasn't actually work. She said that the less she had to sell, the better. And she said there was a bunch of junk in the basement that she hadn't really gone through yet. and I could buy anything that I could carry for 20 bucks. We're not supposed to do that kind of stuff on the job, but you know what? What they don't know won't hurt them, and I don't think Maria will say anything either. I'd already seen what was down there when I was looking for the rat's nest, and it was mostly boxes of random stuff. Her only rule was that I couldn't go through any of the boxes first, I just had to buy one as is, if I wanted it. Most of them looked like they were Christmas decorations stuffed into some cardboard boxes, but there were a few wooden chests that looked to be in good condition, so I grabbed one of those. It was small enough that I could carry it on my own, and not too heavy, which was good. I didn't really want to ask Maria for help, after everything that she's had to deal with. I grabbed a small end table and balanced it on the top, too. I planned on getting furniture after building up some savings, but that's not gonna happen anytime soon, and I was getting tired of eating on the floor. Anyways, got home, opened the box. And it's kind of a disappointment. I mean, I expected something interesting, and it kind of is, but I don't think it's all that useful. A bunch of wooden pieces and some metal prongs, bristles, something. I'm not even entirely sure what. They probably all fit together, but I have no idea what they do. And at the bottom of it all was this journal. I wouldn't have even seen it underneath all the wood if there weren't for this little red ribbon sticking out, and the brown leather blended right in. I have never kept a journal before. But looks like I'm going to be trying. Dennis said that when he was in jail, he got into working out, so he looked forward to something every day. So I guess this might work for me. Maybe tomorrow I'll dump out the box and see if I can put together whatever this thing is. Haven't been great at puzzles, but I do like to work with my hands, so maybe it'll be fun to do. It's probably just some handmade crib or something, but I can try and sell it once it's put together at least. So, we'll see. Well, it's getting late, so I don't know. This was a good first start, so I'll pick this back up soon.
This Machine Belongs To is a production of Halfwit Podcasts. This episode was written by Matt Spaziani. Vernon Wright is voiced by Jonathan Swenson. Based on the journaling game, The Machine, by Adira and Fenn Slattery. If you'd like to support our endless toil with The Machine, or listen to our other podcasts, visit halfwitpodcast.com, or find specific links in the show notes of each episode. Lastly, the most efficient way to build The Machine is by telling friends of its importance in our once meaningless lives. Someday, this machine could belong to you.